And I would like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show, local musician and host of Cold River Radio Show, we have Jonathan Sardi joining me. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Great to be here, Gino. Yes, thank you so much for coming on. You, for the first time, I guess we were just talking about this, first time ever, we've started to really promote the Cold River Radio Show on Magic 104. You're a big part of our sister station. You have a show on, what is the weekly show now, every Sunday?
Right, Sunday morning.
On WMWV, of course, our local heritage station right there.
Yeah.
And now we're promoting here over on Magic, and we're happy to do so. And we thought this would be a nice opportunity for you to, just in case there's somebody out there, and you're all around performing all of the time, so there's a lot of people that do know you, and you are a well-known name when it comes to the Valley, but just in case there's somebody out there that thought this would be a nice kind of introduction.
Great.
So
yeah,
welcome.
Well, nice to meet you folks.
Welcome to the Magic 104 family for sure. So let's talk about Cold River Radio and what exactly it is. I'm sure people, you guys have been doing what, you said 7 years now?
Yeah, that's right.
We're entering 7 years, and it comes in, we see it in the paper, we see it all over, we hear about it. Just in case somebody hasn't checked it out yet, what can we expect from the Cold River Radio Show?
Well, the mission of the show is to promote the arts and culture of New England in particular.
Yeah.
And, you know, we tried, the second part of that mission is to be a non-controversial, you know, entertainment source. So, you know, we just want to give people a break. There's plenty of that stuff going on. Come on down and enjoy the good things, you know, about your arts and culture here in New England. And there's an amazing treasure trove of talent in the Northeast. You know, it's pretty much endless, and it's been so much fun. So that's basically what we're doing.
So it's a little bit of a variety when it comes to
that's
your
right.
show.
It's
I'm looking
an
old at your
school, you know, formula.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at your guest list here, and of course the new season for 2019 is kicking off. It's on going to be this Sunday, April 28th, over at Theater in the Wood, and the doors open at 6:30 with the show starting at 7. And you have everything from musicians to authors and more. So talk about that.
Yeah, well, we have storytellers, comedians, and bands, singer-songwriters. We have a fantastic house band, one of the best bands around. I mean, these guys are really, they're all consummate professionals, just wonderful, talented musicians with huge discographies. And, you know, one of the funnest parts of the show, actually, is putting artists in front of this band, you know, and letting them collaborate, you know, with the house band.
Sure.
So... did I get off in the weeds?
No, you're good. No, that's excellent. Yeah, and that's the whole point is, so it's kind of like, do you interview these people in between or they perform, and how does that work?
Yeah, occasionally. You know, most of the time with the authors, I'll sit down and do an author interview, which was my weak point for a while, but I've gotten better. I mean, it's 7 years, so I've gotten better at it. And that's been a really fun part of it for me. You know, there's a huge literature community, and a lot of, you know, New York Times bestselling authors, national authors live here in New England.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'll sit down with the authors and talk, try to keep it not too, you know, not too long-winded, to the point. And then often, you know, I don't sit down with the storytellers. They just come out and tell a story. And so we alternate between storytellers and comedians.
Awesome.
Yep.
Very, 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 very cool. Yeah. And I know that you're a local musician. You've been performing around the Valley. You're over at Wildcat all the time and numerous venues across. A little bit about your history. How long have you been playing music? What's that all about?
Oh, well, you know, I started singing along with Elvis Presley records when I was a little kid, you know, and my mom called me her little frog. I couldn't sing a note. So it just shows you, you know, you keep after something long enough, you'll eventually figure it out. But I've been, you know, my first gig was actually right here at Eastern Slope Inn in 1992. My first paying gig, I should
say.
But I was in the, you know, Freiburg Academy rock band. Back then they had a janitorial building that they cleaned out, and there was a stand-up piano in there, and Jan Hastings was playing, you know, old musicals, getting us to sing along. But then Brent LaCaisse came in, and the music obviously has become a big part of what Freiburg Academy does now. It's
absolutely
just great. It's a wonderful, wonderful music program. In fact, their musical director, Mike Sakash, is a member of the Cold River Radio Band.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Everything goes full circle.
Yeah, it does.
Especially
it
when
does.
It comes to the Valley.
I think I've been playing the Freiburg Fair for something like, well, 92 to now. So
yeah.
I don't even want to think how long that's been.
And you always have shows, all types of different venues across, which is really, really outstanding. And, of course, that's why one of the reasons we wanted to have you on. And then Cold River Radio, looking to get more and more popular as time goes on. Like you said, 7 years in the making. You're trying to get as many done as you can and looking for more venues to perform at and all of that. So let's talk about that progress a little bit.
Well, I think a big part of the identity of the show is that we're, you know, right here in the heart of Mount Washington Valley. That's where we're from, and that's who we are.
Yeah.
You know, so taking it on the road or taking it to another venue has got to be, you know, with that in mind. You know, want to be strong at home and then work our way out from there. So we have a jumping off place, and that's been what this process has been about just building stability with the show.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, this is the first year we have a podcast now. You can go to coldriverradio.com and listen to the show, you know, online. That's a new, very new. In fact, there's only 4 out of 80 episodes that we have. Four of them are, you know, in the podcast right now. So we'll just be adding to that.
Excellent. And you'll continue on, of course, with our sister station, WMWV.
Yes,
and people will be able to
happily,
tune in.
As long as they'll have me, you bet.
I know you're a staple over there at this point, so that is really great. And you can check that out Sunday mornings, of course, on our sister station. Why don't we give people a sneak peek on what they can expect this Sunday for April 28th when it comes to your guests and all of that.
Right. Well, you know, it speaks a lot about our local cultural arts, you know, that we have a guy like Bruce Marshall, like, you know, living right here in our area.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be our local spotlight. He's coming on with guitarist Chuck Farrell, and they're going to join the Cold River Radio Band, and I'm sure they'll knock everybody's socks off. He's fantastic. His discography is unbelievable.
Very cool.
And that's just the local spotlight feature. Then we've got Sarah Holly Richardson. She's a brilliant songwriter from Portland. She's come back from California. She's been doing a residency out in L.A., and she's teamed up with our good friends, the Amarantos Quartet, who have been out of the picture for a little while, and people love them. They're just they're all classically trained since they were little children, you know.
Wow.
They're brilliant musicians, and they lost their viola player, who they eventually found somebody who was capable of filling that position, and now they're back at it. So we're bringing them in with Sarah, and they will collaborate with the Cold River Radio Band. We'll do some special numbers.
Wonderful.
Yep. And we've got John McDonald. He's a Maine humorist, a radio show host, and an author. He'll be on there. I don't want to forget anybody, and I know I am.
No, I think that's it. And then you got Dr. Peter Crane there.
That's right.
Mount Washington moment, which is really outstanding too. A nice variety, a little bit for everybody, really.
Yeah.
And it's a show of collaborations, which I think is the most interesting part, because like you said, not just with the Cold River Radio Band, but all of these people getting together and creating a nice little evening of music and more.
Yeah, there's been some really magic collaborative moments on the show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, it looks something that we definitely are looking forward to. Again, the big debut of the new season is coming up Sunday, April 28th. That's this Sunday over at Theater in the Wood. What a wonderful venue Theater in the Wood is.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Kind of a diamond in the rough down there.
Yeah, it's great. Yep. It's great. And the doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. And for all the info about the guests and more, you can go to coldriverradio.com. Of course, you can check out some of the former episodes. That's what John was just mentioning. And you can purchase your tickets there as well. John Sardi right here. Thank you so much for coming on, John. It's been a pleasure to meet you. And we'll be talking about Cold River Radio as it goes.
Thanks a lot, Gino. Thank
Appreciate you. It. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.